Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody, here to News Talk 790 WNIS. I'm Damian Hall here on this Ask the Expert show. So happy to be here with your friends from Eggleston at EgglestonServices.org. It's the website to go to find out more. Of course, on the Facebook pages as well, all things Eggleston. And we've got some great guests here in the studios. Welcome back, Harrison, the new CEO of Eggleston. So glad to have you back here, Harrison.
Thanks for having me, Damian. Real happy to be back.
I'm happy to be here, too. And all every month, we're here with Eggleston talking about the Hampton Roads community and how everybody can get involved with Eggleston and get involved in their community. And I understand that although we're not in March yet, that's next month, but March is Brain Injury Awareness Month. And you guys are all, with Eggleston, are helping out so many people when it comes to brain injuries. And I know that a lot of people aren't even aware of the wonderful efforts that you guys do.
Yeah, there's really a drought of services in the Commonwealth for injury or individuals who have survived acquired brain injury. And Eggleston, through our Beacon House, has what I would consider to be the best clubhouse model that I've seen for providing services to individuals that have received a brain injury of some sort. And it's not enough for this region. We need to do more. So I'm really, really excited that I brought two experts along with me, Jamie Peed, our brain injury services case manager, and Tess Savage, our brain injury services program manager, who is actually the Disability Law Center of Virginia's 2024 winner of the Disability Impact Awards.
Wow. Awesome. Well, congratulations, and so happy to have you here in the studios. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. And it was an honor to be recognized for such an important aspect of placing impact on the community. Beacon House is a clubhouse for brain injury survivors where survivors can come and either regain skills or learn new skills. Brain injury does not discriminate. It does not matter how old you are. It does not matter your race. It does not matter how wealthy you are. Brain injury is so prevalent that just in Hampton Roads area alone, there is at least 350,000 individuals that suffer with brain injury. And those individuals often don't have anywhere to go. They don't have anything to engage in. They experience a lot of social isolation, and they are unable to create lasting connections. By coming to Beacon House, it gives them something to do, somewhere to go. And most importantly, they're able to be around people who have experienced the same thing. I initially came to Eggleston as an intern, and I started off as a DSP. I worked really hard, and eventually I am now the program manager. Brain injury is also near and dear to my heart because as a veteran for 14 years, I've known many people who have sustained TBIs. And for many people, they think it's the end of the world, and it may feel like that, but it's not. It's just the start of a new chapter. And I love the energy that Beacon House brings. I love seeing all of the members come together and work together along with staff to create common goals. We have three working units, culinary, maintenance, and communication. In each of those units, the members have a chance to engage in tasks individually, along with members, or with the support of staff. And it's a really nice environment for members to get together and just get out of the house, and not feel isolated and alone.
Tess, where is the Beacon House? What areas does it serve?
Beacon House is located in Norfolk, and we serve Norfolk, Virginia Beach, Chesapeake, Portsmouth, and Suffolk. If you do not live in that area, please feel free to contact us and we will provide you a resource and get you pointed in the right direction. We also have different services. We offer case management and support group. And I think Jamie P will speak to that beautifully.
All right. Thanks, Tess. So I'm Jamie P. I'm the brain injury case manager. Case management does go hand in hand with Beacon House, but they're two different parts of the brain injury services program. So with case management, people can come to me at any point with their disability, as long as it's a brain injury that occurred after birth, and they must be at least 18 years old. I get referrals from other partners in the state, local agencies, other organizations. A lot of people don't understand the different types of brain injury, so that's another reason sometimes why people don't know about our service, because they don't understand something like a stroke is a brain injury, so they don't think they qualify.
Is there a spectrum of qualifying and services that you get? Because I know just a simple concussion is a traumatic brain injury. And then Correct. That goes all the way to the ramifications of the effects of it afterwards and years afterwards and even worse with other brain injuries. What spectrum of brain injury and disability does somebody have to be helped out by the Beacon House?
So for Beacon House, in order to receive services at Beacon House, we have three qualifications. You have to be able to independently use the restroom, you have to independently feed yourself, and independently take medications. And that may even be using a pill box or an alarm. In order to receive the services, additionally, you have to be at least 18 years of age, live in one of our serving areas, and are willing to be able to active participant a part of the program. Because one unique thing about Beacon House is not a standard day program, it's a clubhouse model. And that means the members and the staff, they work together for common goals. So really, we like to say that members lead the program with the support of staff.
No, well right. said. How does somebody get involved with Beacon House? Because I know that you guys need things and people listening can help, or people may need the services and find a big benefit in their life or their loved ones' lives with the help of the Beacon House.
Absolutely. You can give us a call directly at 757-937-5674 or go to EgglestonServices.org and go down the Beacon House tab and look us up. Check us out. We are always open and available to any survivor as long as they are 18 and older. And even if you feel like you do not qualify for their services, we always encourage you, please call in. You don't have to be a member of Beacon House to receive case management services. And there are some members of Beacon House that do receive case management services. Everybody's injury is very unique, and we are very big on remaining person-centered and focusing on that individual, because everybody knows recovery is not one size fits all, you know, and everybody needs different things. And brain injury services, we really strive to make sure we understand what the individual needs.
No, absolutely. And there's long-lasting effects of it. Again, what is the website so people listening can get involved and get their loved ones signed up?
It is EgglestonServices.org.
Sure. I'm sure there's a click there to get to the Beacon House.
Absolutely.
Beacon House, and that's through Eggleston. Again, EgglestonServices.org, and you can go to the Facebook page as well for Eggleston and all things Eggleston to keep you up to date. And I like to ask you, because there's so many different aspects of Eggleston that people listening can help in the form of donations. Like, well, in a little bit, we'll talk about the car donation program for just one example, where you can donate a car and change a life. Simple as that. And it makes a humongous impact. What can somebody do to help the members of the Beacon House and helping them serve members of our community with traumatic brain injuries?
Oh, yes. We always say advocate.
What does that mean?
That means speaking up for yourself or for someone else, or helping someone to speak up, even if that means supporting them, encouraging them to make that phone call, speaking up for yourself and your needs, your desires. Perfect example, a lot of survivors often live with family members, and sometimes family members, they have specific things that they want for the survivors, but I think they forget that the survivor is still an individual and they still can make choices. So I think just advocacy is slowing down to make sure that you understand what the individual needs and helping them to meet those goals. Recently, we went to Richmond and for Brain Injury Advocacy Day, and we supported members with speaking to representatives at the General Assembly. And it was beautiful because it was a moment where we got to see two Beacon House members kind of come together, and both of those members are also veterans. And they had a chance to express, hey, friend, you helped me. When I first got to the program, I didn't think I could meet certain goals, but because you were here and I saw you meet those goals, it let me know that I could meet them. And it was just a full circle moment to actually be there and to see that conversation happening. And it's a true reminder that if you put that space and you create that space for people and you let them know that they're important and that they're seen, you just don't know the magic that can really come from that. So it was really beautiful.
Great. So the word of the day is advocacy. and helping out with Eggleston through the website egglestonservices.org. You can find out more about the Beacon House or anything else that we talk about today on this Ask the Expert show, egglestonservices.org, egglestonservices.org. And of course, stay up to date with Eggleston on their Facebook page as well for Eggleston right here in Hampton Roads. And we'll return right after the quick break. It's News Talk 790 WNIS here on Ask the Expert with your friends from Eggleston.